Hi, what's up, Pit Life? Here we are. I've stopped at another TED figure brought to you by Uncle Steve Shape. We bumped into my good friend, Robert Rocha from Bullhorn Barbecue, and also the So Smoking Gooder Show.
Absolutely.
What's up, Gooder Gang?
Welcome to Texas, my man.
2 years in a row.
This is
starting to become a habit.
How are you liking it? You love Texas.
I love being some Texas.
Yeah.
For sure. So what's going on? How's everything going?
Oh man, everything's going. You know, we're getting. I know. To me,
it's
you know, it is. There's a bad one next to me. Man, it's going well. Yeah, as you can see, we're still doing some last minute tidying up here at the half past. Here at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. You've been experienced here. This is a animal like no other.
Yes.
This is its own special contest. Now 250 teams here, but not only that. The setups are just incredible everywhere you go. We're going to have a Kevin Fowler, legend. He'll be performing tonight here. So not every day you get Kevin Fowler performing at your barbecue
tent. Yeah. So, come on and entertain the crowd.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
When did you guys get in and start setting up? Because I know it's a week-long process with these.
Absolutely. So Saturday, the game took in. The team here, half-ass cooker, they were already here getting the tent ready to go, getting set up, bringing in the bar, big old kitchen that we have. All of that takes time to get set up. Yeah, they started on Saturday, and here we are Thursday. Game day starts tonight. Still wrestling, last day, getting the tent on, getting the beer bar stopped, and all of that.
Yeah. So now, how long have you been involved with the team here?
So they started in 17 years ago, but the first 3 years, I wasn't really in competition. A friend of a friend, a cook. And we started here with half-ass cookers. We were the team. And at that time, I'll give a shout out to the team. We called Brandon's Little Cookers. And we were back there in the back, and we started with them. And then we ventured off, and they brought in a team called Mike City Cookers. And they've been doing it since. This is my second year. I'm the hired gun, so you say.
Yeah.
Come in and do the competition meet. So this is my second year of competing as as the chief cook, half-mast cooker. Last year we were able to get on stage.
Yes, you were, and me and Daddy Dutch were here for the post-celebration.
That's right, so this year we're hoping to get back on stage, and that's always the goal, and win it.
We got I know in this very fall, I got the picture with you.
Yes.
With the bone legged ace.
Bone legged ace.
Yeah. Don't tell me they're not easy to get.
No.
They can very well be one of the hottest horses. Like you said, you need to get cooking. You cannot just sign up and cook this thing.
I can't.
All legacy food.
They're not legacy. And
people
have to talk about it.
Yeah, literally.
Sometimes that didn't even do it because they didn't.
They will back out to the next generation.
Right.
That's what it's all about, though. It's the body also on it. But like I said, I wanted to do these little interviews. It has to be my first.
Yeah.
Right down here. And, watching the news on at the morning at the house. It's all about the heart.
Yeah.
You guys. I know butter.
Half-fat.
They bring the party. No butter.
Yeah.
Hold the party. The wild game crew. They throw a wild event. Just over here. And it's, you guys, what I said, they guys can book something
for us. I don't know.
I think very in the background.
Yeah.
And I want to bring it in because if you guys, who are the heart of the party, if you're feeding hundreds, that you want hundreds every night of the whole event.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to bring you guys to the forefront.
Well, 500 people tonight, and that's our night.
Yes.
And then double that. How many people come to the test? All the people that we feed, and they come in and it's a well, they come and get their coffee, come sit down, and then come about 9 o'clock. Get up, people, let's march.
That's it.
good time.
Yeah, that's it. But like I said, I wanted to run by you and catch you real quick.
Absolutely.
So what's going on with Bullhorn Barbecue? Are we down
the game? We finished 16 overall at the championship. Pretty satisfied with that. Obviously, I don't know anything with the event, but seeing how some of the teams down there, some of the Welder teams got to take on the 18. Pretty fun. Obviously, we always come in, but get your music play, get a call. That prep is always good. But right now, Bullhorn is actually not going to be cooking as many events as we've done the last few years. Just because kids are getting older. And
baseball with them.
I do a lot of baseball with the boys. Springtime is coming, baseball is ramp up. And just the fact that we're going to pick and choose the ones that we really, really want to do. Especially with us. Kind of the experience and whatnot. But yeah, we're, last year we had about 35 minutes, which is a lot for the year.
Yeah.
This year we're probably going to take it down to 20.
Okay.
The 20 is still a big number. You know, you do
this.
Basically, I'll put there.
Yeah.
It's all good. But like, you still want to talk to me from the San Antonio from here. All the big ones that really like to do. Yeah. The ones that go and take away from the process. But you never know, man. Here in the next 6 months, find yourself back in the
old boys
hanging up.
All right,
then. It's a possibility. Continue to chase. You never know. Yeah.
And everything with the Social Smoke and Critter Show. What you got coming down the line?
Man, Social Smoke and Critter Show is still trucking along. We're about to celebrate our seventh year. Pretty much the OG of doing this.
Yeah.
Greg Rempe's been doing his show tomorrow. After that, for the second month, he's running show with this guy. The original one in Texas. We're happy with what we're doing. Just keep getting better. We've had it just to hide last year.
He's doing an amazing
show. Love the title.
This will be fun.
A lot of energy.
It's
lots of behind the scenes work. He does back there. Makes me look better.
So this.
I'm speaking of love, so definitely not going anywhere. Bringing names out to guys, people, put them on a map a little bit, whatever, have. But talking to these guys, how they got into it, got up to where they were. We were just over to say what's up, bitches, and stuff. But going to swing back over on AA Ron and check it out and see where the rest of the boys are. Just get a little content.
So
thanks, guys, for tuning in. We're going to be off to our next booth. And until the next one, probably about 10 or 15 minutes from now, from Bit Life Barbecue and the Soul Smoke Show and the Gooder Gang, keep the smoke rolling.
See ya.